From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of giving top-secret information about Tehran's controversial nuclear program to the United States. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency. A U.S. official said in 2010 that the U.S. received useful information from Amiri. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire Saturday, Trump said Clinton is unhinged and unbalanced. The Clinton campaign, in response, said it's unfortunate that Trump's only method of dealing with his own disastrous week is to lash out with more absurd personal attacks. A new Washington Post ABC News national poll Sunday shows Clinton an 8-point advantage lead over Mr. Trump. South African President Jacob Zuma reeling from historic losses in local elections, saying voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is going to listen very, very carefully.
These elections were hotly contested, with competing parties passionately arguing their points of view in attempts to win the favor of the electorate. That is how it should be in a democracy.
Zuma spoke as vote tallies showed the ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and its majority in the country's largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. The party of Nelson Mandela already had conceded defeat in Port Elizabeth. This is VOA News. Police in Zimbabwe arrested numerous protesters during a New Zealand-Zimbabwe cricket match. Sebastian Mofu reports.
It all started with their national anthem and waving Zimbabwe's flag during a New Zealand-Zimbabwe cricket match and ended with the arrests. The singing of the national anthem in the 36th over was part of a protest calling on President Robert Mugabe, 36 years in power, to respect human rights and fix the ailing economy. Lizwe Jamela is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, which is representing the arrested demonstrators.
So at the moment we are dealing with an unlawful arrest and unlawful detention.
Zimbabwe is in the midst of an unprecedented wave of opposition to President Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980, when the country got its independence from the United Kingdom. Sebastian Mofu, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.
The vote counting is underway in Thailand Sunday on a referendum to adopt a new constitution proposed by the ruling military. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister during political gridlock, as well as an unelected Senate with reserved seats for the junta. The military has used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people up to 10 years for campaigning against the draft. Syrian insurgents have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. The militants claim they had achieved their goal, and Syrian State TV said the attack was repelled and the army has regained control of areas it lost. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. The militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try and break the siege of Aleppo. Day two of the Rio Olympic Games has the U.S. women's gymnastics team beginning their quest for gold. President Barack Obama expects many will also be cheering on a team of athletes who took a unique journey to the Games.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
U.S. President Barack Obama. The American Civil Liberties Union is welcoming the release of an edited version of President Obama's one secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. The president's drone policy calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that noncombatants will not be killed or injured. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more details, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.